Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, October 14th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Mission IR News Breaks. Our IR platform powers Lantern Pharma Inc. NASDAQ LTRN. Push into rare pediatric brain cancer treatment. Lantern Pharma, NASDAQ LTRN, is advancing clinical trials with its proprietary drug candidates and RADR platform to target unmet medical needs. The company is preparing to launch a trial for a rare pediatric disease in Q1 2026, following a positive meeting with the FDA. The trial aims to demonstrate the efficacy of its therapy in treating CNS cancers, including ATRT. Lantern's program has received rare pediatric disease designation and orphan drug designation, with plans to submit an IND amendment. Lantern's president and CEO, Panna Sharma, expressed enthusiasm for the FDA's guidance and the potential of their AI platform in optimizing combination regimens for pediatric CNS cancers. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom.
PowerBank, Siyun, secures 20-megawatt solar and storage project portfolio with date. PowerBank Corporation has secured a 20-megawatt solar and storage project portfolio with the New York State Division of Military and Naval Affairs. The portfolio includes ground mount, rooftop, and parking canopy systems to support DMNA's goals. Construction is set to begin by the end of 2025, with PowerBank's U.S. subsidiary leading development efforts. PowerBank focuses on distributed and community solar projects in Canada and the USA, with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. This report contains forward-looking information and highlights the risks involved in such projects. Tech Media Breaks. New patent strengthens wearable devices LDAP ULDS IP in neural interfaces for XR industry assistive tech. Wearable Devices, NASDAQ WLDS WDSW, has been granted a new U.S. patent for groundbreaking neural interface technology that measures weight, torque, and force directly from wrist-based sensors. This patent strengthens the company's intellectual property position in XR, industrial automation, and assistive technology. The patent covers voice-controlled interfaces and innovations in brain-computer interfaces, transforming neural interfaces from entertainment accessories into industrial tools. Wearable Devices is pioneering human-computer interaction through its AI-powered neural input touchless technology, offering consumer products like the Mudra Band and Mudra Link. The company's products enable touch-free, intuitive control of digital devices using gestures across multiple operating systems, shaping the future of seamless, natural user experiences across tech markets.
Archili joins Oracle Fusion Applications AI Agent Marketplace as a certified partner. Archili, a leading provider of AI-driven solutions for recruitment transformation, has joined the Oracle Fusion Applications AI Agent Marketplace as a certified partner. Their Profile Augmentation Talent Data Refresh Agent for Oracle Fusion Cloud Applications customers, offering intelligent automation to improve candidate data quality and speed up hiring decisions. This certified agent helps organizations automatically refresh and enrich candidate profiles without disrupting workflows. By replacing outdated information with accurate data from public sources, it enhances job matching and hiring quality. Integrated seamlessly with Oracle Fusion Cloud HCM, it reduces manual effort and administrative overhead in candidate data management. Archili's AI agent ensures organizations have real-time intelligence for faster and more accurate hiring, meeting enterprise standards for security, performance, and compliance.
Mission IR News Breaks, why Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYS American, OPHC, is one to watch. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., OPHC, a single bank holding company, owns 100% of Optimum Bank, a community bank in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. the bank offers relationship-driven banking in person, by phone, and online, providing an alternative to high fees and impersonal service. With over $1 billion in total assets, Optimum Bank focuses on efficient scaling, sound credit quality, and strong returns for shareholders. Embracing technology while maintaining relationship-based banking principles, the bank's forward strategy includes a new core platform, targeted loan expansion, and sustained deposit growth. Founded in 2000, Optimum Bank specializes in traditional in-person banking for South Florida businesses and consumers, offering expertise in real estate and commercial lending. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Reliable and insured commercial cleaning services available in Bellingham. RSK Cleaning Services has expanded its commercial cleaning services to Bellingham and Whatcom County, offering licensed, bonded, and insured janitorial and office cleaning solutions. With coverage up to $1,000, businesses can trust RSK for reliable and professional cleaning tailored to their needs. Services include recurring janitorial, office cleaning, construction site cleanup, commercial carpet cleaning, and specialty services like interior glass and floor maintenance. Business managers in Bellingham and surrounding areas can request a free on-site walkthrough and customized quote to experience RSK's transparent pricing and professional protection. For more information, visit RSK Cleaning Services website.
Investor News breaks: Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ-GBX, regains full NASDAQ compliance, shares surge on strength of modular growth strategy. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, has regained full NASDAQ compliance, including the $1 minimum bid price requirement. The company restructured its agreement with Boral, reducing potential dilution by 80%, eliminating ACE warrants, and addressing NASDAQ's public interest concerns. A subsequent reverse stock split further reduced dilution by 64%. CEO Mike McLaren emphasized the company's focus on strengthening its capital structure for sustained growth. Shares surged 86.7% to 603 cents as investors reacted to Safe and Green's improving financial position and expanding modular construction footprint. The company's eco-friendly modular approach enables faster, more sustainable delivery of housing, commercial, and healthcare infrastructure, supporting its mission to build a smarter, greener future.
Supercom Ltd., NASDAQ SPCB, expands U.S. footprint with second Virginia contract, 12th new reseller agreement since mid-2024. Supercom Ltd., listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SPCB, has expanded its presence in the U.S. with a second contract win in Virginia. This marks the company's 12th new reseller agreement in the U.S. since mid-2024, showing strong market traction. The Pure Security platform, known for GPS and domestic violence monitoring programs, continues to gain adoption. Supercom is a global provider of secured e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions. The recent success in Virginia, where an incumbent vendor was displaced, highlights Supercom's role in technology for community supervision and public safety programs. This achievement follows recent wins in Europe, including a $7 million national contract in Germany. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Green energy breaks. Powerbank Corporation, CBOE-CN103, secures 20 megawatts solar and storage project portfolio with New York State DMNA. Powerbank Corporation, CN, has secured a 20 megawatts solar and storage project portfolio with the New York State Division of Military and Naval Affairs, DMNA. The portfolio includes ground mount, rooftop, and parking canopy systems to support DMNA's resiliency, climate, and cost-saving goals. Construction is set to begin by the end of 2025, with Powerbank's U.S. subsidiary, Abundant Solar Power, leading development and financing efforts. Powerbank focuses on distributed and community solar projects in Canada and the USA, selling electricity to various off-takers. For more information, visit www.powerbankcorp.com. Silvercorp Metals Inc., NOSX SVM, reiterates commitment to ESG-driven growth in 2025 Sustainability Report. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian mining company, has released its 2025 Fiscal Year Sustainability Report, emphasizing progress in governance, environmental, and social priorities. The company's El Domo project in Ecuador aims to bring long-term benefits to the country through job creation, tax revenue, and local development opportunities. Silvercorp is utilizing technology like X-ray transmission, ore sorting, and solar panel installations to enhance operational efficiency. In the last quarter, the company generated $81.3 million in revenue from silver, gold, lead, and zinc sales. Additionally, Silvercorp donated $1.32 million in FY25 to education, infrastructure, and community projects, while maintaining a 66% local hiring rate. The mining industry plays a crucial role in meeting global resource needs, but efforts towards sustainability are essential to balance profitability with environmental responsibility.
Investor news breaks: Quantum Biopharma Lilladec, QNTM, refutes unsubstantiated claims in law firm announcements. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, has refuted unsubstantiated claims made by the Shao Law Firm and DJS Law Group regarding alleged securities law violations. The company stated that the announcements lack factual detail or context and appear intended to mislead investors. Quantum Biopharma is reviewing the conduct of both firms and will take appropriate action to address what it believes is a deliberate attempt to harm its reputation.
Investor news breaks: Small Business Development Group, Inc., OTCID, SBDG, and C2C private investment company form co-investment fund to target lower middle market growth. Small Business Development Group, OTCBDG, and C2C Private Investment Company, LLC, have joined forces to establish C2C Private Equity, LLC, a co-investment fund focused on the lower middle market. This fund, represented by Winston & Strawn LLP, will target companies with revenues ranging from $5 million to $50 million and enterprise values of $1 million to $20 million. By utilizing equity and public market arbitrage, the fund aims to drive growth through acquisitions, operational improvements, and strategic exits. This collaboration aligns with SBDG's IPO factory model, which aims to scale SME-level businesses and spin off portfolio holdings through IPOs and SPAC transactions on major exchanges.
Biomed news breaks: TransCode Therapeutics, Inc., RNAZ, completes Phase 1A trial of TTX-MC-138, advancing to Phase 2 evaluation. TransCode Therapeutics, Inc., has completed its Phase 1A trial of TTX-MC-138, an inhibitor of microRNA-10B, with positive results. 16 patients were treated with no significant safety events, and 44% achieved stable disease lasting 4 months or longer. This success has led to the advancement of TTX-MC-138 to a Phase 2 evaluation to further assess efficacy across multiple metastatic cancer indications. TransCode Therapeutics is a clinical stage oncology company focused on treating metastatic disease through RNA therapeutics. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks: Quantum Biopharma Limited, NASDAQ, QNTM, refutes unsubstantiated claims in law firm announcements. Quantum Biopharma Limited and QNTM has refuted unsubstantiated claims made by the Shao Law Firm and DJS Law Group regarding alleged securities law violations. The company stated that the announcements lack factual detail or context and appear intended to mislead investors. Quantum Biopharma is reviewing the conduct of both firms and will take appropriate action to address what it believes is a deliberate attempt to harm its reputation.
Biomed news breaks: NextPlat Corp., NXPL, NXPLW, appoints Amanda L. Ferrio as Chief Financial Officer. NextPlat Corp., NXPL, NXPLW, has appointed Amanda L. Ferrio as Chief Financial Officer, succeeding Cecile Munnick, CPACA. With over 15 years of accounting and finance experience, Ferrio previously served as Vice President of Accounting and Finance at Progressive Care, LLC. CEO David Phipps highlighted her operational insight to support NextPlat's financial performance and shareholder value. The transition will occur through the company's Q3 2025 filing. NextPlat is a global consumer products and services company providing healthcare and technology solutions through e-commerce and retail channels worldwide. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks: Standard Lithium Limited, NYSE American, SLI. Joint Venture files definitive feasibility study for Southwest Arkansas Lithium Project. Standard Lithium Limited, SLI, announced that its joint venture, Smackover Lithium, has filed the definitive feasibility study for the Southwest Arkansas project, projecting annual production of 22,500 tons of battery-grade lithium carbonate over a 20-year life. The study reveals a 20.2% unlevered pre-tax IRR, average operating costs of $4,516 per ton, and total capital expenditures of $1.45 billion. The project, set to be the first commercial direct lithium extraction operation in the U.S., is expected to start construction in 2026 after a final investment decision, with initial production slated for 2028.
Tech media breaks. Knightscope NASDAQ KSCP surpasses $1 million in new contracts and renewals, extending market momentum. Knightscope Inc. KSCP has surpassed $1 million in new contracts and renewals, driven by strong demand for its emergency communication devices and K5 autonomous security robots. The company's expansion across healthcare, aviation, education, and government sectors, as well as housing, retail, and hospitality, reflects nationwide adoption of its AI-driven safety solutions. This growth supports Knightscope's strategy of building predictable, subscription-based revenue. To learn more about Knightscope and its commitment to transforming public safety with cutting-edge robotics and AI technologies, visit Knightscope.com.
New report highlights concerning trends in the U.S. healthcare system. A new report by Trilliant Health highlights concerning trends in the U.S. healthcare system. Medical care costs have increased by 54.5% since 2009, outpacing the growth in general consumer prices at 45.7%. This disparity is making it harder for people to afford medical care, leading to high medical debt for many families. Stakeholders in the healthcare system, including entities like Astiva Health, need to address these issues. For more information on Astiva Health, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively.
U.S. EV industry transforms as expired incentives become new reality. After years of supporting American electric vehicles, federal tax credits purchases ended on October 1st and eliminated tax incentives for both new and used electric cars. Although buyers rushed to complete purchases before the deadline and created a temporary sales surge, the U.S. electric vehicle market is facing demand uncertainty now that the subsidies that allowed costly EVs to be price competitive with gas-powered cars are no more. All eyes will now be on other EV startups like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BINI, to assess how they are responding to a changed market.
Tech Media Breaks. Micropolis Holding Co., American, MCRP, and Dubai Police launch autonomous police patrol at Dubai Global Village. Micropolis Holding Co., listed on the NYSE American as MCRP, has partnered with Dubai Police to launch an autonomous police patrol at Dubai Global Village. The AI-powered patrol, named DPRO2, will enhance real-time surveillance and rapid response capabilities through advanced detection software. Scheduled to start operating on October 15, 2025, this marks Dubai Police's first official deployment of autonomous patrol technology, showcasing the Emirates' leadership in smart policing and AI-driven public safety innovation. Micropolis specializes in unmanned ground vehicles and AI systems, offering a range of solutions for urban, security, and industrial applications. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.